Day 48 of hashtag 365, and I've drunk an entire bottle of Bollinger, which is fabulously middle class, I know. It was free. I got it as a present for something that I did. I can't remember. But we've had some friends over tonight, and, you know, El Vino did flow, as they say. So that's been fun. Although, obviously, it's meant that the diet's gone completely out of the window yet again. And I was convinced that Thursday was going to be my last major event. But, you know, you start drinking some Bollinger, you don't stop. So that's what's happened tonight, with a little sprinkle of Chambord as well. Top tip, if you ever want to make champagne or Prosecco taste even better, drop in a few drops of Chambord. Delish. but no, in seriousness, as I've said all week, this week was always going to be a bit of a write-off. There's been a lot going on, and I've been kind to myself this week and not sort of beat myself up about it. Tomorrow, I'm expecting my weight to be pretty much where it was last week, 18 stone last week. Tomorrow's a weigh-in, so I'm expecting it to be about the same. If it's any more than that, I'm going to be really annoyed with myself. It's not going to be less. I think it's going to be pretty much bang on 18 stone. Either 17 stone 13 or 18 stone 1, I'd say. I'll give myself that kind of window. I was chatting to my mate Ben earlier. All right, Ben, if you're listening. And he was saying, do you reckon it would be helpful if every week after you've done your weigh-in, if you've put weight on, that I call you up and shout at you? So I've taken him up on that offer. So I think I'm going to be doing that. I've also been talking to my mate Paul about doing some bits and pieces of running. Ben also mentioned that as well. Paul and Ben have both been really supportive, actually. Thanks, chaps. You know, reminding me that actually exercise is quite an important part of losing weight. It's not just about your diet, although it is about your diet. It also helps to have a bit of, you know, cardiovascular activity going on in your life to help with your metabolism and whatnot. So thinking about doing that couch to 5K thing now the weather's starting to brighten up a little bit, which is obviously a shame that it's starting to brighten up given that it's February and it's climate catastrophe time. Although it might not be February when you'll listen to this. I've been careful not to mention dates. But anyway, big up Ben, big up Paul, both being super supportive. Thanks so much, guys. And thanks to all the people that are getting involved on Twitter that always do. It's always lovely to hear from you. Top tip for the day, don't drink an entire bottle of Bollinger, because guaranteed not to lose weight if you absolutely spank all your calories on alcohol. So, yeah, I think that sort of speaks for itself. You probably know that. Most of this is just me figuring stuff out, and you're probably, like, banging your head against the wall going, Alex, why don't you learn from your mistakes? But I will. I am learning, and that's a good thing. I also heard this amazing thing about loss aversion, which I was actually talking to Ben about earlier. Psychologically, people are more afraid to lose something than they are to never have something in the first place or gain something. So, little example, if it was the case that someone was to say to you, or say to me, hey Alex, if every single time you do a weigh-in, you lose weight, we're going to give you £100, that would be great, but that would be less motivating and less effective than if someone said, Alex, if every time you do a weigh-in, we're going to take £100 off you if you haven't lost weight. So that would actually be a more effective method, because people are loss averse, psychologically speaking. So more inclined to act based on a fear of losing something than they are based on the promise of gaining something. And I think that's really powerful. So there's a part of me that wonders whether I should just put £1,000 in like an account somewhere, and every time I don't lose weight, it gets transferred to someone. You know, like £50 or £100 gets transferred to someone. I bet I start losing weight then. Anyway, something I'm mulling over. Let's talk about it more tomorrow for day 49, which will, of course, be a weigh-in.